Hey, what's up? This is Maya 4000, and you're listening to another episode of Pound Bag Radio, the radio show for people who want to learn shit, but not reading stuff. We're recording out of the greater Pacific Northwest area. We're expanding the region because we're somehow got, we've been actually trending. We're expanding the region because we, even though we're out of Portland, have gotten into the Seattle podcast scene. Kind of teeter-totting the top 30, the top 40. So make sure, you know, to check us out. Give us a like. Give us a follow. Anytime you see anything, just go on there. Press play. You don't have to listen to the whole podcast. It'll help with our numbers, you know. Or if you do want to listen to, download them, whatever. You know, help us out. Thank you for tuning in. We are the relaunch of the radio show called Dirtbag Radio. But we are now in a legal cannabis state, working in the legal cannabis industry. The premise of the show is to try out one strain of cannabis and to get the full effect, and then talk to you for about an hour just to document the effects. This is basically like a scientific study and you're involved. Today's strain is brought to you by the dispensary, the Kings of Canna. Make sure to check them out at kingsofcanna.com, right? Or is it the Kings of Canna? I don't know. Let me check real quick. Yeah, make sure to check them out at kingsofcanna.com. Or check them out on their Instagram at the initials KOC_PDX. The KOC stands for Kings of Canna. The underscore, search space, obviously. PDX is a airport code for Portland. So KOC_PDX. And so I actually work at the Kings of Canna, and I asked if they can sponsor us with some samples. I told him the premise of the show, and then so one of the managers was like, sure, man, take some samples here. So we have the first world problem of having to choose one, and because I'm trying to do a good one, I guess, for the new sponsors here. So after looking through the little bag of goodies here, I was able to pick one out. So I'm going to read this out here because I'm not familiar with this. We've been sponsored by Funk Extracts this whole time. This is the first time we're getting a new sponsor, which is very exciting. We have one here. I'm going to read here. It says premium solventless hash rosin from a company called Rosebud Growers. It's a limited collaboration with PDX Dabs, which I'm familiar with PDX Dabs. The name of this is Bahama Mama. This is premium ice water hash rosin. I'm not sure if you guys understand what I'm saying, especially if you're like not in the legal cannabis state. I know some of these terminologies get lost on people and they get so annoyed, but if I can describe this, you know, sometimes they have cannabis extracts that they do like nug runs or whatever, you know, that means they use the nug, do the process, you know, and then you got your product, right? With hash rosin, imagine if you just, you know how when you have your grinder, you have the keef. Imagine if you do your extraction from just the keef, and that's more or less what hash rosin is. It's like, it's still a dab, but it's a little bit higher, a little bit better. You need less to get more messed up, if that makes any sense. Because I've been doing this whole time, I've been doing maybe like half hour smoke sessions, and I think the only other time I did a hash rosin was with Funk Extracts Banana Cream, and I was pretty fucked up for that one. So I'm kind of excited for this one. So one more time, thank you for the new sponsors, the Kings of Canna. It's a cannabis dispensary here in Portland, Oregon. I think they're ranked one of like the top dispensaries in the nation. I know their selection for flower is crazy for how small the shop is. There's like a little mom and pop shop type feel to it, but they have a crazy selection. And since they've been in magazines, a lot of people want to get into their dispensary. So we're fortunate enough that we get to just like, it's like a one-stop shop. Everything's there. So this is a nice collab here. I'm pretty excited about this. Bahama Mama. I need to look that up. All right, well, let's do this. Let's take a break real quick. Let me go ahead and get a little bit comfortable and take some dabs here for you guys. And we're going to come back. We're going to try to get you guys. I was just talking about it. Fuck it. Whenever I come back. All right. Give me a break. Be right back. All right. And I'm back. And it's been a minute. I kind of smoked for 2 hours or whatever. And got a little too nervous. A little too paranoid, and what the fuck was I smoking, dude? Let's check it out one more time. We smoked some Rosebud. God damn it, dude. My 2020 vision's fucking leaving. This is very small. Rosebud Growers, PDX Dabs, Bahama Mama. It's a sativa dominant strain. And I was like, man, sativas, dude. Sativas, man. They are interesting. I feel like some of the sativas are like, all right, you want to feel like you're doing some drugs? Want to get nervous? Start scratching your arms and shit? Nah, not like that. But, you know, sometimes you just, you know, some of these strains are like very relaxing. The CBDs are like, you know, they're healthy. Sometimes you just want to get fucked up, dude. You just want to, I want some good old-fashioned drugs, you know, like I want the whole drugs, you know. I don't need the medical. I just have a lot of childhood trauma. So choppy chop. I need something to clear that out. And I feel like some of these sativas, there's, okay, so a lot of the strains up here in the Pacific Northwest, not to toot their horn, because I don't know how to fucking grow anything, but I am an avid shopper of cannabis. I did get the, I guess luxury. In my previous job, I was like a field service technician, so I got to travel around the country to do assignments. And if I was in a legal cannabis state, for sure, I stopped by a dispensary. So I got to kind of like shop around and experience different places in Oregon. Again, it's one of the few states, or I think maybe the only state, where you can get your flower or your cannabis like fresh from the jar, like deli meat, you know. Everywhere else they're gonna sell you like pre-vacuumed. Yeah, that's a good example, dude. Imagine you're a ham fanatic, right? You like your deli meats, you, and the only, the, all right, do you want those pre-packaged vacuum ones from Oscar Mayer, you know what I'm saying, that ham? Or do you want the ham that they're gonna cut from the deli, sliced, I don't know, my hams, roast beef, ham turkey, with that machine that goes back and forth and the blade and crap, you know? You know, the thing. God damn it, dog. All right, so sativas, right? They're very mentally stimulating. Am I struggling? I don't feel like I'm struggling to put words together, but for sure earlier, though, the reason I came back like 2 hours later, I was scared, dude. This fucking strain made me scared for a while. Like, I was trying to tell my chick, like, hey, I'm smoking this and I'm kind of feeling some stuff. Do you want some? It's a sativa, though. Like, I feel a little nervous. And then she was like, what do you mean nervous? Like, what's going on? Well, I'm smoking. Like, but what's happening? It's like a side, and I had to, you know, it got into this whole thing. Like, no, dude, the side effect is I guess I'm a little paranoid. And some of these strains up here, I remember one time, man, I smoked this one strain called Supreme, and you remember them too, Supreme Ruckus. And I smoked it, and it was probably the highest THC I had seen ever in my career. It was like up in the 30% THC. So I smoked it, and I remember being like, I'm scared. Immediately, which is good. Like, yeah, that's your money's worth. That's pretty good. How does this make you feel? Oh yeah, I was pretty scared. About what? I don't know, man. I was just scared. Like, I went through my checklist, and I kind of got a little feeling of that with this strain here. I was a little paranoid, a little scared to come on the podcast back. I'm like, why, dude? You're a grown up. Yeah, it's late, but like, you're a grown up. So you can do whatever you want. This is America. If you want to do your podcast at 2 a.m. because you fucked off for 2 hours, that's cool, bro. And it's supposed to be very active, like making you active to do, I guess, task or whatever you got to do. But it made me fuck off for 2 hours before I came back to the mic. It kind of felt up there. I would almost say, this is a bad strain, but like, this is as close as I it's an upper, definitely. Almost want to say it feels kind of like I did a line of coke or something, like a cocaine. Like, Jesus. I it's good. I'm nervous. A little jumpy here. Not jumpy, but like, yeah, the paranoia for sure is there. I'm nervous, and I'm here by myself doing a podcast. Now I'm like thinking, whenever people hear this, what the fuck are they going to think? God damn it. Do I edit this out? Do I leave it in? And I have to leave it in because that's the whole premise of this TV show. This is not a TV show. This is a fucking podcast. It's the whole premise of this podcast. All right. So I guess one thing we could do here to try to see, we could stay on topic. That's one way to see how these strains are. And then while we're talking, let's see. I know the last strain, I felt like it made me give a lot of secrets out. This one's more like self-aware. Like right now, like I realized, yeah, this is a podcast, but it's 2 a.m. and you're just in your little studio that you built in the back of your little apartment, right? And you're just talking into a microphone. And you know someone's going to listen. By the way, hi guys. Thanks for listening. But it's very like, I don't know if I like this strain. It's making me judge my own life. Like, what are you doing? Like, hey man, podcasting is serious now. It's not back like in, this is like the same. You know what's fucked up? I've been doing the same thing since like 2000. When did the fucking Men's View start? I did this podcast called The Men's View and nobody did podcasting back then. I think like we were up there in ratings with like Adam Carolla. And some of you guys would be like, who the fuck is Adam Carolla? Because you're like born a decade after I was. And you're still, yo, there's people that are coming into the shop. So you have to be 21 and up to buy at the shop. They were born after 9/11. That's fucking crazy. That's how old I am. I was in boot camp when 9/11 happened, in Marine Corps boot camp. And people that are coming in, there's a whole generation that's not even like, damn, dog. Time is crazy. All right, see, that's a little topic change right there from this Bahama Mama. These sativa strains, I've been noticing, I guess if we're going to start try to know what's going on with the strain. Some of these strains, man, they make you tell you the truth about some bullshit. Some of them, they make you jump from topic to topic. Some of them, you can't even remember your topic. I'm starting to write notes about what to talk about. I have the notes in front of me. Why have I not started talking about this? See, it's just making me like, I know what I got to do. Oh, it's because I'm trying to ease into it. Oh, like a professional. Nice. All right. I got some topics here that I wanted to talk about. Apparently talking into the third person. So that's happening. Some saliva just came out of my mouth. Yo, I'm narrating everything. I'm like, I feel like a disconnect from my body. Okay, if you're listening to it, it's like, yeah, this guy's high. Yeah, I'm high. It gets you a head high for sure. I'm not nervous anymore. Now I feel like I'm just self-aware more. Like if you're someone that's self-conscious about your, I don't know, voice. Am I being self-conscious about my voice right now? I guess I'm talking in the third person, like the fucking Rock, like I'm a wrestler for the WWE. That's happening involuntarily. I mean, I am talking in the third person a little bit too because of the podcast, but it just seems silly. Which, I guess that's, I don't know if I like this strain, dude. This is, okay, you know what? You know what the fuck, dude? I don't know what strain this is. I know you. I remember this feeling. I'm gonna tell you this story, dude. Back in the day, I'm going freelance here. There's a script and we just put that motherfucker down. So the weed's giving me confidence, but I know exactly what's happening here. Back in the day, my 4000 came out as a club promoter because I was part of this club promoting, Houston club promoting. We didn't use our real names. We had to have like, everyone had like some fucking, some kind of Hispanic Titanic, you know, Sam the Man. You know, I think I was a Maya 4000. Who the fuck else was out there? I don't know. We had like different, everyone had a fucking promoter name. Like, we're superheroes. Like, hey, we're just really cool and we work for this club, but you come party with us. Fucking, I just lost my train of thought. Oh, yeah, that's right. I was a club promoter and everyone had their gimmick. Everyone, this is like in the beginning. And this is when I really couldn't handle my weed. I went from drinking a lot of alcohol, started smoking weed. Because I was trying to make money and I bought some weed. I'm like, I need to test this before I sell it. And I smoked it. And I was like, yo, I can't sell this. This is too good. I just want to smoke it. And that's about as far as my drug dealing career ever went. Because I smoked my own supply straight up. I just like, I'm just a customer, dude. I'm a little custy, you know. I work at this dispensary called the Kings of Canada. They're the one sponsoring this show. Straight up. I only worked there part-time, so I only worked there a couple days. It gives me access to be able to take pictures and explore my artistic expression on their cannabis, which is kind of cool, which I got to make time. I've been stuck doing a bunch of homework. All right, I'm topic jumping, and I got to stay on topic. So this drain's going to make you topic jump. Okay, so anyway, stay focused. We're talking about Amaya 4000. Everyone had a gimmick back in the day. You know, Hispanic Titanic, he was a shout out Hispanic Titanic. If you listen to this, you probably aren't because you're club promoting strip clubs now. You're probably too busy for this shit, you know. You know, his thing, his Hispanic Titanic, was a little, you know, he was chubby. He was a chubby dude, the short, chubby guy. So Hispanic Titanic, you know. My name was Amaya 4000. And I think one thing I tried to like stand out with, like I had a mohawk, you know. So then I always had like, that was my thing. Everyone had their own little club promoter thing. Someone, you know, the hair, every club promoter had a different hairstyle that they kind of started sticking to or whatever the fuck. So it was an image. So I had a mohawk, right? This is around the same time I needed to make money because I had like two kids at the same time or something like that. So, this one's making me tell secrets too. Why did that come out? You're trying to stick to this fucking story, bro. And it's making me talk in a third person. All right, this is a little sativa-ish. All right, let's go down the line here. The sativa gets you courage a little bit. It's going to make you jump topics. It's going to make you express maybe some secrets you shouldn't be saying. I think I'm talking in the third person. I'm a little bit more self-aware, too. I felt silly at first doing the podcast. Like, what are you doing? But now I'm like, no. You got to tell the story because this is a familiar feeling. I'm trying to like describe this strain, and the self-awareness is describing me about this one time that I smoked some cannabis in Houston. I was a club promoter. Everyone had a gimmick, right? And mine was, I had a mohawk. You can look on my Facebook, facebook.com/Amaya4000. Go on my volume of pictures. I still have all these pictures from like 20 years ago still there, because I'm old as shit. I'm internet old, bro. I played the original Oregon Trail when that motherfucker was green and black, because that's the only colors that existed on the fucking screen, bro. Recognize, all right? Where is that coming from? The Bahama Mama from Rosebud, PDX Dabs, made possible by the Kings of Canada. All right, so Amaya 4000 has a mohawk. And one day, I couldn't handle my shit back in the day, bro. Like when I started smoking weed, and then, you know, in Houston, getting anything that there's two types of weed. If you just need to smoke anything, there's some shit called Reggie, which is like shit brick weed, which I didn't really understand that. I just thought like, yeah, this is regular weed. And then there's like hydroponic. That's like special weed. That was the mentality I had growing up in Houston. I was saying not too long ago, probably like 10 years ago. I thought regular, I'm from Houston, Texas, right? That place is still illegal. So there's people that are there that are like, hey, there's regular weed, Reggie. That's why it's called Reggie, because it's regular weed, regular strength or whatever. And now there's like this special medical or exotic cannabis, you know what I'm saying? With crazy names and shit, you know? That's what we think in Texas. That's going on in the weed game. And now that I'm on the other side, I'm just like, no, there's just different processes and different, I guess, degrees of concentration of THC. But, dude, there's really no difference between medical and like recreational cannabis other than like taxes. But like, I think some people might be like, yeah, if you get medical, it's better than recreational. I'm like, no, it's literally the same weed. It's just like the price is different. Like if you go to church, or say you open a church and you go to a music store, you don't pay taxes on none of the pianos and shit. I used to work in a music store and I used to have like churches come in with like $6,000-$7,000, bro, and drop bank on fucking sound systems. No one thinks about that. Someone should start a business and just sell like speakers to churches, because they, for some reason, they need like humongous Servant Vegas or whatever the fuck. I forgot what the name of those speakers are. 5,000 watts speakers to praise the Lord. Like, I need everyone to hear me. I need $8,000 worth of equipment, and they just trust you with it. Like, hey, I need everything. Can you hook it up for me? I'm swapping topics here. All right, let's get back on track. All right, we're back on track. My 4,000 was a clip promoter in Houston. Yeah, that's still me. Anyways, no, wait. I was a clip promoter in Houston. I had a Mohawk. At one time, I smoked this strain. And I remember feeling like, I don't know if I feel high. I don't know what this makes me feel. It's, you know, I'm just high in my apartment. I had a roommate. I remember walking by the mirror and I looked at the Mohawk, and I was like 25 years old at the time. I don't know if I was having like a quarter life crisis or something, because I'm planning to live like 100 or 120. And like, to my honestly, I want to live to like, if I live to 118, that's my goal, to live to be 118 years old. That way my tomb, I was born in 1982. So it'll be even at 2100, you know, from 1982. To 2100, just to make it even number. That way you don't have to do the math. You know, like, yo, real convenient, he died, you know, 20. Because if not, then you'll start merging with machines and shit. I'm cool with that. We start, you know, cyborging it up. Life expectancy goes up to like 200-300 years old. That's cool. I just needed 2200, 2300. You know, just let's aim for an even number. So, but, yeah, I'm trying. Yeah, that's a secret right there, guys. I'm trying to live to be 118 years old. So on my tombstone, it'll say 2100, round an even number, just to make it convenient for everybody who's going to stare at it. Be like, hey, man, they got thought it out for us. Cool. Like, yeah, I knew you guys would like that. So I smoked this cannabis. Started making me feel some type of way, some type of feeling that is very familiar from this Bahama Mama, right? And this is what's, I'm telling you this because I don't know if this is going to affect you the same way, but I'm feeling that same feeling. And something drastic happened that day. I looked in the mirror and I saw this 25-year-old, half Mexican, half Salvadorian, trying to make money at the club. It made me very self-aware. And I just kept staring at my fucking Mohawk like, what are you doing? What are you doing with your life, bro? Seriously, a Mohawk at 25? Which I look back now, even my kids are like, oh, you had a Mohawk? That's cool. You know, people have told me like, man, you should grow a Mohawk. And I'm like, yeah, I had one before. You know, and that cannabis strain that I smoked back in the day, I don't know the name of it. I looked, it just like, I'm having a feeling right now, like right now when I was starting the podcast, I was very self-aware that it's just me talking into a microphone, smoking some weed, trying to make history by recording. Yo, I think I said some embarrassing shit in the beginning of this podcast. Am I going to edit it? No, we had, this is science, bro. That's what we got to do. That's what happens, dog. That's what happens inside. It's going to be embarrassing. You know what I'm saying? So who am I talking to? Myself? Am I cheering myself on? All right. Very self-aware. This thing makes you very self-aware what the fuck you're doing. I kind of feel like The Rock. I'm talking in the third person. You know, like The Rock says, and then says some perverted 90s shit from the WWE. Attitude era, Yeah, I don't even know what the fuck's going on with wrestling right now. That's why I just stick to UFC. Like, if I want to watch fake shit. And I don't think the UFC is rigged. I don't know, dude. I don't know what the fuck. I'm not going to say nothing. Because I don't know what's going on with that. And I'm trying to get to the point of this story. And I'm telling you this because I was very self-aware earlier. Enough to where I'm like, should I just stop this podcast? I'm not feeling it, right? And the last time I felt that feeling, and it was right after I smoked. Again, I looked in the mirror. I saw myself with a mohawk. And I was like, dude, just cut that shit off, dude. So I cut my mohawk off. Like, I grabbed scissors. I just started cutting my hair all to the same length. And then I was done. And then my mohawk was gone. And it was all because I smoked some weed and I looked and the weed was like made me look in the mirror. Like, I was just walking by the mirror when I saw my reflection. The weed was like, look at this dick face, stupid douche. Ugh, I have a mohawk. Oh, yeah. And I was just like looking at myself like, yeah. And I don't know. It's like a third person. Like, that means if you're, you know, on mushrooms, you're like, yeah, man, that's your higher self, I guess. You know, if you've done psychedelics, that makes sense, I guess. But, you know, let's say that's what's going on. Smoked weed. I guess that would be a good terminology. It's mentally stimulating enough to where there's like a almost like a higher self, like the mushroom. You ever do mushrooms and you hear this narrative that's talking to you, like this knowledge or whatever. This one's a little like a little narrative that's talking shit to you, you know. This one last time made me cut my mohawk off, this feeling. And it might have been Bahama Mama. Who knows, dude? Because I'm from Houston, Texas, where if you ask the drug dealer what kind of weed you're buying, they're fucking pissed. Who the fuck are you? The fucking cops? So I'm telling you, man, these people in Portland are fucking spoiled. These people with us old schoolers that had to like risk our lives to fucking just buy some shitty Reggie. And these guys are like people from nowadays getting mad. Oh, I gotta pay taxes. It said it was $3 a joint. Now it's $3.60. Wow. You know, like, man, shit. 1 gram for $3 and it's like really good weed. Like, that's crazy, dude. That's insane. I'm up here. I honestly, this is maybe because like nothing ever worked. Then I'm like, this is confession time here. Oh, this thing's making me confess things. So man, I was raised in a trailer park. You know what I'm saying, in the 80s. I was the only child till I was like 6 or whatever. You know what I'm saying, so like I remember more now that I did mushrooms and DMT and I had like flashbacks to my childhood, had a literal rebirth. You ever done psychedelics so hard that you see yourself come out of your mom's vagina? Yeah. Tell that to somebody that's never done psychedelics. That happens sometimes. I don't know if you, and yeah, enough people have done that. And I've heard that from enough people. If you do psychedelics, and I think it might come from mushrooms and DMT and probably LSD. If you do enough psychedelics, you will see when you were born. Like, I remember when I was born, I had my eyes open. And then one time I did DMT. And, like, I know shit saw myself come out of my mom's vagina. Like, I felt, ugh, this is so disgusting to say. I felt the vagina walls like around my shoulders and shit. And I looked around and I was like, holy shit, I am coming outside into like I'm being reborn. And it was like a glimpse, like maybe like half a second, because it was like a lot of shit was going on. But when you're in DMT land, there's all these realities are happening at the same time. And then whenever you try to focus on one, it kind of cuts it down a little bit. And I think it's what people would describe as their life flashing before their eyes. It's trying to look at DMT land in like a 3D way, if that makes any sense. So I saw a little flash and then I called my mom after that trip, which was like 10 minutes later. It's like, hey, man, I'm going to ask you something real crazy. When I was born, Did I have my eyes open? She's like, yeah, you were born with your eyes open. I was like, oh yeah, I was just there. Like, I just saw it. And then, yeah, very self-aware, right? I feel like this Bahama Mama starts, there's like levels of it. Okay, let me see, give you a mental little grid here. Okay, we're going to do cannabis at the bottom. It's going to, you know, intensify when you look up, right? And there's like a little line that says mushrooms and a line that says psychedelics, right? When you're on mushrooms, you can hear like this knowledge sometimes or this voice, right? And it tells you sometimes like just, I don't know, fucking psychedelics is like someone shoving happiness into your like face forcefully, like whether you want it or not. Like it'll, like I get in trouble for doing mushrooms if I ever do them, which I feel bad doing them because I smile really hard, and then my chick's like, how come you don't smile like that when you're around me? You know, like, oh, I'm sorry, you're not making me see multidimensional colors and shapes right now. You know, so when you take psychedelics, it's a little self-aware like that, right? On DMT, you go to this level where you can see who is talking to you. You know, okay, on mushrooms, you hear like the voice. On DMT, you see the person. And on Bahama Mama, you get so high that I feel like you're kind of reaching that point of the bottom of the mushroom trip. Like, it's almost, I don't want to discourage people, but it is very mentally stimulating. Been talking it for a while, but this whole time I've been like, yo, I remember this fucking, it's very self-aware, you know. The last time I felt this again or feeling like this high, I cut my mohawk off. You know how long it takes to, like, for one, grow your hair a certain way and commit to it? Because there's like a point when you choose a hairstyle, there's a point where you look like a doofus for like a couple weeks, months, depends. You know, you're like, man, I hope my chick doesn't leave me right now because I'm just going to wear this hat. Thank goodness for baseball caps, dude, because some of us would be like, yo, what the fuck's up with your hair? Like, I don't know. I'm going for a mohawk. Like, dude, I was in my mid-20s, so it was okay back then. I guess now if I do it, I got to be like part of a rock band or going on one of those 90 Day Fiance shows. Like, something has to be wrong with me, I guess, for me to have a mohawk. Well, I guess not here, huh? Not in Portland. Everything's weird here, so I'm not bringing back the mohawk. Here I am talking in a third person again. So yeah, this strain is very self-aware, and we should note that because I feel this could be a little dangerous, because that cutting of the mohawk, that was like an identity thing. And I was just like, dude, no. Stop. Now. You look stupid. Like, I told myself that. Or my brain did. These thoughts started coming out of my head because I tried this cannabis. And the Bahama Mamas made me feel like that. And I'm just telling you this because I feel like I always try to relate this to the people. I keep thinking about you guys, like, what if someone's listening to this and they're in a relationship, you know, and then I smoke, how would they react to this? The Bahama Mama, you might be like, hey, I don't love this chick. That might happen. That's not a good sales, is it? Damn it, I hope they don't listen to this at work. It's gonna be so embarrassing. Like, hey, Amaya, we heard the podcast. We're not funding any more of these shows. All right, it's cool, play it cool. Maybe the other ones, I mean, maybe this is good, I don't know. I'm just expressing myself and trying to finish this fucking podcast. This looks like it's taking forever. How long has it been? 35 minutes. Fuck, dude. It usually, dude, I feel like, I guess this would be noted too, because the other ones. Okay, so the when I looked this one up, it said that this is supposed to keep you like focused. You get a lot of stuff done on this, right? Saying, I don't feel anxious, but I do feel like, all right, man, what now? You know, I didn't feel this on the other strains. The other strains, I was more chilled out. They might have been more indica-ish more indica leaning, so indicas kind of relax you. So I could have sat here and been, this one's like, no, dude, get up. Wrap this shit up, man. Fuck this. So we should note this. But I am very self-aware. Like, of what I'm doing, what I've said. I kind of really don't remember. I feel like if I was like, I'm thinking of like certain people that I know, like, okay, if old dude was dating somebody and he didn't really like her, if he smoked this strain, I think this would be the day that he's like, that's it, man. I'm breaking up with her. I'm gonna send her a Snapchat right now. It's over, sent. You know, I did it, bro. Even for the ladies, this might be the one where you're like, man, I should have not had a kid with this dude. Because it's like, it gives you a little paranoia. And you're, I'm going down this checklist. Wait, why am I paranoid? Because you don't know it's the cannabis, you know. If you were taking this like, yo, again, this is a scientific study. We're trying to see what the difference is with each strain. And again, the sativa ones, the last sativa we smoked, it was very hard to put sentences together. This one, we're getting more of like a little paranoia. And because of that, there's like all these little other things that are happening. Like when I was smoking, I felt like, am I breathing okay? Like, I'm telling you, bro, I didn't want to describe it like doing cocaine, but it's definitely an upper, you know. I'm not sleepy. I was thinking about doing a Red Bull, and I was like, nah, man, you're already kind of wired a little bit. You should probably just chill. You don't want to be freaking the fuck out on the radio. That's happened before. I'm trying to be self-conscious since everyone's getting canceled for anything they're saying. So now I'm just like trying to just stick to this gimmick. Hey, we're reviewing this cannabis.
What did you say?
Nothing, man. I was reviewing this cannabis.
What are your opinions on this?
Nothing, because I'm reviewing this cannabis. I gotta stick to this, man. It's like the only safe thing you could talk about now. It's just like, hey, how did this weed make you feel? Well, I was pretty scared, bro. That's a good thing. Honestly, this weed did make me scared. But if you want that feeling like, hey, man, I want to feel like I'm doing some fucking drugs, this is a good one. If you're like, yo, I want to just chill, relax at the house, nah, you're going to get shit done. Maybe because you're paranoid, you know? Like, hey, man, where's my keys at? Where's my wallet? Like, you're in bed, dude. Who gives a shit? Let me just check it just to make sure, you know? Like, for some reason, I'm thinking, I have beef. I'm going to tell you another secret here. Secret number two for the show. We're noting this because, you know, you got to note if these strains tell you secrets or not. Sativas make you act a little goofy. Some of them have, like, the truth serum. Well, just Gelato and Panda Puff cross that we smoked, I think, a couple episodes ago or like last episode. Dude, that one just made me. I think I literally told government secrets on that episode. And I can't edit it out because we're trying to stay true to this cause and just check these things out. Okay, I'm jumping from topic to topic. That has to be noted. What the fuck was the point? Fuck. This is embarrassing and I'm here by myself, bro. Dude, I had a point. I was trying to describe the cannabis and how this would affect you. Now, remember, I live in Washington State and the wildlife is different up here, right? And where I live at, it's kind of wooded area, big old pine trees and shit, you know? That's the thing about here, the Pacific Northwest, it's always green because there's Christmas trees everywhere. That's what I call them, Christmas tree land. There's fucking Christmas, so it's always green because those pine trees stay green year round. So right now we're going through the foliage shit where like everything's neon fucking yellow and shit, orange trees and crap because everything's about to fall off. I'm not really sure how seasons work. You know, I'm new to Portland. I've only been here for 4 years. I'm trying to be a better human. You know what I'm saying? Man, I just saw this Theo Von fucking skit, dude, and it just got stuck in my head. Like, it totally describes, like, in, you know, he says he's from the South, you know, second place in the Civil War. And I'm just like, man, I wonder if people from here think of people from the South like that. You know, we don't think of, obviously, I grew up in Pasadena, Texas, trailers. You know, I've seen the Confederate flag on fucking cars and shit like that. And people that I hung out with, white kids and stuff like that. But I didn't really know what I was, you know. I didn't really know if it applied to me or not. It was just, oh, it's from that fucking, that car, that TV show. You know, I was a little kid, so I didn't really care. But damn it, I'm losing my train of thought. This is twice right now that I'm trying to get a topic and other topics are coming in. I can't seem to stay on topic. So that should be noted too. All right. So, okay. Now I remember trying to describe to you this fucking beef that I have with these animals. I have literal beef. Like, I don't know why. I'm just trying to chill, bro. I'm just trying to chill. You know what I'm saying? I don't know why trouble always looks for me, you know? I've had trouble with, like, other people, you know, I guess me looking at people when they talk stupid, just, like, my facial expressions, I guess that's gotten me in trouble before, you know? So I'm guilty, you know? I admit I have to work on my facial expressions when you're saying something that's ridiculous. I gotta sit there and be like, yes, this is normal. What's coming out of your mouth totally is, not concerning to me whatsoever, you know. But what has occurred now is instead of beefing with humans and arguing, there's these two, I'm gonna sound like such a fucking old man, dude. There's these two squirrels in my backyard. There's like these two big trees. Oh my God, dude, this is, if I just hear women's vaginas drying up as I say this. There's these two old squirrels in my backyard. But that's what's happening, bro. And this is going to sound so... The sentence is already in front of me. And I'm like, this is the wieners. This is the epitome of the wienerness of your fucking life, dude. Jesus Christ. Here we go. There's these two squirrels that keep jumping on my scooter. And we have beef now. I'm having actual beef with these squirrels where I have a camera pointing to my scooter. It's a custom scooter. I know. I can hear you laughing right now, being like, a scooter? Yeah, you say that until you see it. It's a custom lowered stretch scooter. It's totally unnecessary. But it's a lifestyle. I don't know. Whatever. Just think of like these Honda Civic people. Okay. But like scooter life slammed. Just go look at my Instagram at Amaya 4000. One thing. Right. And they keep getting on my scooter, dog. And like my scooter has this alarm. So if there's any movement, it goes off. So I'm trying to work. And then I think my fuck is almost trying to steal my scooter. And it's not, as these two fat squirrels that jump on the scooter purposely. Because they know now that it makes a noise if they come. And so I have gone. I don't know what happened. I don't know. I'm not like fucking Steve Irwin or I watch the TV show, but I don't really pay attention, you know. So something was going on. I sound like it's a fucking person. One of the squirrels is like just making this fucking noise. And I don't even know what the noise was, like barking or something. Just ring, ring, ring. I'm like, what the fuck is that noise? You know? And I look outside and this squirrel's just, most of the time I open the door and they run off. This motherfucker just staring at me. He's sitting on my scooter seat. And I have a fucking video. I should post this up. I think I have it saved, dude. This thing's like staring at me, barking, and won't get off my scooter. And like I go back inside, like, nah, fuck that. And then I guess he had moved. I was trying to scare it by like jiggling the door and it didn't move. And like I've ran out there a couple times. There's like probably 5 or 6 videos. I hope my chick never posts them up. I hope she doesn't have the sense. There's like viral videos of me going out there talking shit to the squirrels. Like, literally, I could see them on the surveillance video. They jump on the seat. This sounds so ridiculous, dude. But I'm gonna tell you guys still because I act fucking something's wrong with me, man. If a dog barks at me, I will bark back. And I'm an adult. I mean, if there's other people there, I won't do it. But like, if there's like a little dog barking, I'm like, hey. In my head, I'm like, don't bark at me, bitch. What the fuck? You know? I'm not gonna get fucking out of match energies, bro. I don't know why the fuck I'm like that. I don't know. There's a golden rule, something like that, that's still stuck in, like, I don't know what it is. When I was a little kid, I was raised Christian, right? Remember the golden rule? It's like, that's part of the Bible. Treat others how you want to be treated. Be unto others as something, blah, blah, blah. Some shit, right? Treat others the way you want to be treated. And I was doing that, but then I would treat people nice, and they would be like jerks to me. And they were like Christians, like my family. So I'm like, man, fuck this, dude. They should be following that rule too. So I'll do this. I'll treat them the way you treat me. Yeah. And then everyone will start getting mad at me, you know? But the thing was, I'm following the golden rule, but like reversed, you know? The way you act towards me, I will act exactly. I mean, that's probably not the way my Christian family is probably like, that's not how you're supposed to. Yeah, I know that's not how you're supposed to fucking do it. Okay, but you guys weren't following the rules. So why the fuck am I the only one supposed to follow the rules? Wow, I feel like I'm talking directly to my uncle that is a pastor. Hi, Tio Poncho. Hope you don't listen to this. If not, hey man, I don't like this, dude. Ohama mama. It's good for being by yourself. But I think I've made an ass of myself on this fucking podcast. I feel very self-aware. And hopefully the next strain will make me feel cool. Because this one did not. This one makes me feel like I'm questioning my life choices right now. And that could be kind of dangerous if you're. You know, like, again, I'm beefing with squirrels. What am I doing with my life, dude? No, you're fine, bro. You're a student. Hey, man, I'm a fucking student. Don't fucking judge me, all right? I'm supposed to be fucking off or whatever, all right? So I feel like people are judging me right now, but there's no one here. Is that a good review? I don't feel like they're going to give me more strengths. Is it good? Okay. So we're just all just going to sit here and listen to me be high. This is what this podcast is about. Dude, do you hear me? Do you hear what the fuck I'm saying? Shut up. You're supposed to tell people to listen to your podcast, not, okay, I know. Yeah, dude, this is like the mushrooms. This is like that one time I was a club promoter and I took mushrooms. And this is like when I hadn't taken mushrooms before and I took them. And I'm like, okay. When I used to, do I got enough time for this? Yeah, I got enough time. All right, after this, we'll end it because I feel like I'm wasting my time here. Sorry. Hopefully you guys are entertained by how stupid I sound. I feel like a fucking jester, but we're going to commit to this because every time we start these projects, they get really big. And then I'm like, I'm going to do something else. And I don't have commitment issues. So this time I'm going to stick through it. It's just like something happens, you know, something happens. So hopefully right now it's 2 a.m, you know, or 3 now. I'm trying to stick to this so you guys get your podcast on Monday morning. So I told you guys, Mondays, I'm trying to be responsible here, trying to hold myself accountable. All right. So one last story real quick and then we'll fucking end it. And I forgot what the fuck the story was, dude, because I can't stop fucking blabbing about shit. Damn it. Damn it. Damn it. Damn it. I might have to stop and read real or go. Bleh. I'm high. I'm not proud of myself. My performance and not like life-wise, yeah. I'm on track, you know, where I should be. I'm doing my classes. I'm doing my homework. I mean, I'm going to do it after this, you know. Hey, I'm all right, bro. It's just this weed, very self-assessing. I don't know. I'm judging myself a lot. Bahama Mama. Interesting. So one time I take mushrooms outside the club, working at Copacabana, right? Downtown Main Street, Houston, downtown Texas. God, that sounds fucking redneck, dude. Every once in a while, the redneck Texan comes out of me. I say Texas. And then at the dispensary, I got to ask people for their ID. And listen to my accent. I'm going to try very hard not to do it. Yeah, can I see your ID? You hear that? Can I see your ID? Damn it. Let me try to do it. Can I see your ID? Can I see your ID? Those are all my regular voices, by the way. So it comes off really Texan. Let me know. You're like, nah, man, you're fine. Cool. But I feel like every once in a while, I'm like, can I see your ID? You know? And it's embarrassing. So one time I'm outside, club promoting, taking mushrooms, and then it starts to kick in. I started noticing that everybody looks a little different. They kind of look like, the best way to describe it in words, it felt like if my body was there and an alien came into my body and was looking through my eyes, like, okay, I get the chance to be in this human's body real quick, and I'm going to look what it looks like. And everyone looked weird to me. Even though they were humans, they looked like aliens. And so I'm like, okay, so what's happening here? All right, so I was a club promoter, so I'm like, okay, so this being, which is German, the Maya, right? He yells people to, hey, come here, like a fucking furniture salesman or car salesman, come here, right? And they listen to music in an empty, dark room. And they're paying for alcohol. Like, that doesn't make, that, you know, I'm thinking this, and I guess I'm saying it out loud, and like, I'm next to, there's people in line to get into the club. Like, there's a long line, you know, like at least 20 people, right? And I'm maybe like 5 feet away. Like, there, the doors are those doors that are double doors, right? The left side is being used for the line. I'm on the other side, basically. And I'm just chilling there with the other club promoters. And I'm, like, tripping on mushrooms. I'm starting to. And I start just talking to someone like, hey, man, this is like herding cattle. Like, we're just they're going into this empty, dark room and drinking alcohol. And, like, depending where they stand at, they're cool. And, like, for some reason, if you're, like, standing higher than other people, you're cooler, like a VIP section, or it's weird. Like, you just, like, usually you go into a room and you find a seat, you know, like a, but you just, like, people go into a club and just kind of, like, stand right in the way where everyone's walking, you know, and it gets so crowded where you can't move sometimes, you know. And they were, like, jam-packing these fucking humans into this little small space. Just to listen to loud. I was like, man, they could literally do this at home. Buy like a whole bottle for like $40. Listen to the, you know, have the lights off and be in their house. But we somehow, you know, this is weird. This is crazy. I mean, they were getting paid off of this. You know, like whatever we made at the end of the night, we all split it. So that was like a mushroom realization, right? And I feel like this strain, Bahama Mama, specifically this one here, it's so intense that mentally you might be noticing things at that level. Cause I was starting to realize some stuff. I'm like, man, this is kind of mushroom trippish, bro. And I'm just thinking of that previous mushroom trip where I was outside standing, being a club promoter, and I just got so high on drugs. I was like, hey man, club promoting is just herding humans into an empty dark room. For money, like cattle, with loud music and flickering lights and alcohol. And wherever you stand, you're cool. Oh, look, I'm standing over here. I'm cool. Standing here by the staircase now. I'm cool. Like, I don't know. You might know what I'm talking about. Some of you guys might be like, what are you talking about? I go to the club and dance. Like, yeah, but look around. Next time you go to the club, just look around and look at the hierarchy of what's going down. Like, there's always someone that's high up on the second floor just staring down at you. You're staring up like, how'd they get up there? You know? like this hierarchy of like, I'm here. That's why VIP sections are important. That way, you know, you can't come in here. You can't come behind this fucking... Dude, I remember there was VIP sections. It'd be like a rope, and it'd be like people like standing right against the rope, just like standing right next to your VIP section because it'd be so crowded. But they weren't part... It was socially... It's like, this is weird as shit. Like, being... I would recommend you to do this. I'm gonna leave you on this note. This is probably not a good note to end. No. We're going to say this and then we'll end on some other note. Dude, I've done mushrooms and then gone to a club and there's never been a bad time. I mean, have someone to like babysit you and don't like trip super mushrooms. They're like 1 gram, 2 grams at the most. Just go to the club. Like 1 gram is like drinking $80 worth of alcohol. It was fun. It was fun to walk, you know, and I felt a little slurish, but I just felt really happy, to be honest with you. It's like a good atmosphere to be, especially if you're at a club. It was your first time or whatever. Half a gram, 1 gram. Good. You're good, man. Again, this is Pound Bag Radio. Man, I'm not even sure if we went through the introduction all the way through. Hopefully we did. I know when I came back, dude, I procrastinated a little bit. I feel a little bit calm now. So it's been maybe an hour since I smoked. And that's how it is up here, man. Up here in Portland, people get high, and like after an hour, you kind of start feeling normal. And I feel like I got to start doing my homework and shit. So, yeah, man, this cannabis is very mentally stimulating. I like it. I'm probably going to keep smoking some more, you know. It is kind of hard to recommend. I don't know. It makes me for sure feel like I did drugs, you know what I'm saying? Trying to find a setting where I would like to do this. Maybe like if I need to get shit done. Like, I mean, I got here and started doing the podcast. The only reason I didn't do it at first was because I got scared. But I did smoke a lot, though. I think I smoked maybe like 1 gram, the sample. I smoked maybe like 75% of it. You know, I just kept going at it. I've been smoking for like an hour straight. So usually when I didn't feel high, but I was like, man, I have to be high because I've been smoking for a while. And usually if you don't physically feel high, I'm like, yeah, this has to be a sativa. And I was kind of scared. Like, man, I wonder how this one's going to make me sound stupid. And I do feel like it made me sound stupid. But I was self-aware now this time. So this strain, man, if you're fucking around, I feel like the strain will check you. Like you have a bullshit job. Yeah, dude, this strain feels like it's like, this was that why it's called Bahama Mama? It's like your mom just bitches you out. Why is he called that? I know the strains are like, man, I don't know, dude. I feel like some kind of, I don't want to say spiritual, but for sure, like some kind of, it was like my higher self was more just like, you're a fuck up, you know, like, no, I'm not, you know? So, but when I was starting the podcast, I'm like, no, man, for sure. I know this much. If we had won that award before, this would be the strain that would end this podcast. I'd be like, dude, you're stupid. Just gets to, you know, I'm like, nah, this is the whole plan. We're doing the podcast. We're making merch for people. We're going to start doing, you know, graphic designs and stuff like that. Make some art for people. All that, you know, it's like the whole, we're doing it. It's the cycle. We're starting it. We're going to start expanding too. We're working a little bit more with the Kings of Canada and Funk Extracts a little bit more intensely here in the next couple months here. My time in school is coming to an end. So it's like grind time. So yeah. Fuck you, whatever that was. I don't want to say Bahama Mama, but if you're trying to get someone to fix their life and they're like a pot, yeah, I would. That's a good recommendation right there. That's how you recommend it. If your brother, if you're like, say, if you know somebody, a loved one that's a pothead, you're like, this motherfucker needs to get his life together. Get the Bahama Mama. That's a good one. Hell yeah. Say like if you have like a girlfriend and she's just like slagging around the house or whatever the fuck, and she's not like pulling her weight or whatever, give her Bahama Mama, and I feel like it would make her self-reflect, like, hey, you're not pulling your weight, you know, because I was very self-aware, dude. If we didn't have the award or nomination from back in the day, I don't think this would be the fucking one that'd be like, hey, stop your podcast streams now, you know. So it's, yeah, that's a good way to end this, you know what I'm saying? I don't know if that's a good review or not, But I'm just, again, that's what the podcast is. We're just taking a strain. I had some topics, dude, and I didn't even get to the topics that I had. I had like all these points, and I just threw that motherfucker away. So I guess that's something to be noted too. You have plans? Nope, not with Bahama Mama. Fuck your plans. It's gonna, damn, I'm starting to realize it. I don't really remember for sure the topics that I talked about, because I'm like, yo, you didn't follow none of your script. You're supposed to be looking at your script, and you're not doing it right. Like right now I was talking not directly at the mic. Why? Oh, because I'm looking at the fucking, yo, man, this is good. I feel like this is some good content here, science-wise. Because no one's sitting here and smoking every strain one by one and trying to, you know, articulate and put this into words what's going on, give you examples. If you want someone to fix their life and they smoke cannabis, go get Bahama Mama. And don't tell them what the side effects are. You know what I'm saying? Maybe like you have like the stoner boyfriend and you're just like, if he just got his life together, he would propose to me or whatever the fuck. I feel like this would be the strain. It would. Yeah, dude, I guess it fits. It's good sativa, but it's very like mentally stimulating to the point where you're kind of judging yourself. I don't know how I would feel. And these are all me by myself. I guess I would have to start. No, because we'll do it later. We'll probably have to redo these strains. Okay, this is all the strains by myself. Okay, let's redo these strains with somebody else and see how two people interact. That'd be a good one. That's why we'll introduce the co-host, your test subject. We won't have co-hosts. We'll have test subjects. See? Mentally stimulating, bro. Okay, I do have some positives here. If you're trying to get shit done, Bahama Mamas, yep. It'll give you some good, I think I had some good pointers that came out of the strain. I feel like I don't remember. I'm fucking lying. I'm fucking high, you know, but I feel like I'm from Portland, you know, so we don't really go off of facts over here. You know, we go off of our feelings, you know, I'm saying that sarcastically. You know, so I don't have to check. I feel like I did okay. And the Bahama Mamas helped with the creativity. I feel like I got maybe some quirky stuff out. So enough to make you guys laugh, hopefully. Man, I do feel embarrassed, though. I feel like I'm kind of lagging on. It has been 1 hour and 4 minutes. So in that, we're going to end it there, guys. Thanks for tuning in. Again, we smoked Bahama Mama from Rosebud Growers and a limited collab with PDX Dabs. I do recommend this. This is fun. This one was actually fun. I feel like I got judged. You know, if you're trying to get something, your loved one is a cannabis person, and you're like, man, I really want him to finish this, whatever, you know, get that last task done. It's very motivating, but they're probably going to like judge themselves. So yeah, pre-warned with that. I don't know how to explain that other than the judgment. That's why I kept trying to describe it to like the mushroom, you know, because it's like a higher consciousness almost. That's crazy to be describing these words with cannabis, dude. Jesus. Good job. I'm impressed, man. It's a good high. All right. We're going to thank our sponsors here, thekingsofcanada.com, one of the best dispensaries in America, I would probably say. I say this as a very intensive drug user or cannabis smoker, sorry. Yeah, dude, definitely one of the best shops I've been shopping at. I mean, I try working there for a reason, you know. They let me take their pictures, so check them out. Kingsofcanada.com. This is my 4000 here with Poundback Radio. Thanks for tuning in, guys. Make sure to follow, like, subscribe. Peace.